proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. We continue our series relating to the better Proverbs in the Book of Solomon. That is to say, Proverbs which compare and contrast two different conditions, saying that one is better than the other. The contrast we look at today involves pride and humility. Solomon decried the practice of pride. In Proverbs chapter 16, he wrote that, quote, "Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud," unquote. Pride can have both positive and negative connotations. On the one hand, a person needs to possess a certain degree of pride to possess dignity and self-respect. But on the other hand, pride, left unchecked, will lead to sin. According to the 6th chapter of Proverbs, God describes several things that he hates or that he regards as abominations. At the top of his list appeared a proud look. Pride leads to self-exaltation and causes the fomenting of dissension. On the other hand, humility ultimately results in divine promotion. As James put it in the 4th chapter of his epistle, quote, "Whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted," unquote. The exercise of pride produces detrimental results according to Solomon in Proverbs. Pride leads to shame, Proverbs chapter 11. It also leads to contention, Proverbs chapter 13. As Proverbs 29 noted, pride will denigrate, make low an individual. It was pride that drove Lucifer to surrender his lofty position in the angelic hierarchy and to rebel against God. Lucifer was described as the son of the morning in Isaiah 14. And according to that chapter, he said to himself, quote, "I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High," unquote. Instead, God said to him, quote, "Thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit," unquote. God created Lucifer as the anointed cherub that covereth, a term recorded in Ezekiel chapter 28. However, when Lucifer sought to supplant God, he fell from his place and became the devil. In Proverbs 16, Solomon wrote that pride goeth before destruction and an haughty spirit before a fall. An incident described in Daniel chapter 4 illustrated this axiom. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon sat in his palace. While he did so, he looked over the city of Babylon and said to himself, quote, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" Unquote. A voice from heaven rejoined, quote, "The kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and 7 times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth to whomsoever he will," unquote. This prophesied judgment upon the Babylonian monarch came to pass exactly as God had predicted. After Nebuchadnezzar spent several years in the condition described above, he had both his sanity and his kingdom restored unto him by God. Nebuchadnezzar learned a valuable lesson from that experience. As he stated in the end of chapter 4 of Daniel, quote, "Those who walk in pride, he, God, is able to abase." Put another way, God resists the proud. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.